Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host Sue London overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Now, here's your host, Sue London.
We're live at the Northwest Women's Show, Transformation Talk Radio, and WBLQ 1230 AM Radio out of Rhode Island, New York, and Connecticut. I'm your host, Sue London. I want to invite you to join me every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time on my radio show, Get Inspired Radio. For more details, connect with me through my website, AskSueLondon.com. Have you ever been diagnosed with fibromyalgia and been told that you have to manage this syndrome for the rest of your life? Don't panic. You don't have to own it. There is freedom from this illness when you choose to reclaim your life, practice healthy energetic boundaries, and practice extreme self-care. I'm here today with Bonnie Christina Ross. Bonnie Christina Ross is a gifted internationally known psychic medium who has been supporting countless numbers in her thriving business, Divine Light Within, for over 25 years now. Her optimistic approach to her readings leave clients feeling hopeful, enlightened, and guided on their positive life path. Bonnie combines the art of palmistry, psychometry, medical intuition, aura reading, and tarot cards to deliver impactful, life-changing messages. Now, as a medium, Bonnie works with her guides and angels to serve spirit, connecting them with loved ones who've crossed over. As a professional musician, Bonnie is both a performer and a composer with 25 years of experience in the industry as a drummer and vocalist. Now, I am saying 25, she's really not that old, folks. she started quite young. As a composer, Bonnie has just released her healing meditation CD, Journey to Your Divine Light Within. And I have to share something personal with you. Bonnie and her husband, Daryl, are actually the producers of my theme music on my show, A Perfect Sky. So when you hear my show, you'll be able to relate who the person connecting to it. Now, as a spiritual teacher, Bonnie finds great passion in teaching intuition development and knows that we all share this innate divine ability as wise, intuitive beings. Bonnie's journey to get here, though, it wasn't an easy one. And today she's going to share her journey of overcoming fibromyalgia. You can learn more about Bonnie, book her for a psychic medium reading, purchase her CD, and sign up for her courses at BonnieRoss.com. Folks, I can tell you, I have experienced firsthand these readings with Bonnie, and incredible. Absolutely incredible is how I would really give you a testimonial about that. She is so accurate. It's like crazy, crazy. And her CD is really, really the one of the best medicines you could ever get for yourself. And we're going to talk about that. So let's bring Bonnie on now and get her sharing some of this stuff with you. So Bonnie, my friend, welcome to the show with me.
Thank you so much, Sue. You always make me feel so good. I'm blushing.
Oh, are you? Well, that's good. Well, you're not too cold from coming back from walking the dogs then, right?
I'm thawed out finally.
Well, you know what, Bonnie? I have to say, I know you personally, and I have to say I am so proud of you because you have had so many health challenges in your life, and you have, you know, soared above it all, and you've gone on to create this wonderful life now that you've taken and you've stepped into your power with your gifts, and you're helping others. Can we talk about your journey of what you went through? And then I'm going to ask what your epic awakening was.
Absolutely. Well, certainly my journey started as a little girl in terms of being a wide-open empath and a very sensitive little girl who was a people-pleaser. So I was beginning my journey of being very stressed out, coming from a dysfunctional family of chaos. And so I just got a lot of modeling that wasn't very healthy for me in every sense. And so coming up into the world and then choosing a profession that was highly stressful, I worked in a high-stress crisis role with at-risk families and youth. And by the time I was 36, I was totally burnt out and totally with sleeping disorder, with this fibromyalgia syndrome, and with this low-level depression. So I had just really, really, at 36, I felt like 86, and I could barely get around physically. So it was a beautiful gift in hindsight, but I had to really stop everything. I was forced to take a new look at how I was going to operate. Absolutely.
Well, and you know what, like, I like how you said that, because I know when I do like events and I'm sharing that, you know, I had Crohn's disease and was given 30 minutes to live and my intestine burst and abuse and da-da-da-da, everything I went through, and I wrap up it up and I say, but I'm really grateful that everything I went through, because it made me for who I am today. And it's so true, isn't it? Like, you and I feel the same way about that. And I'm glad you said that, because people listening, remember those words that we just both said to you, because we're all going through things for a reason. And I know for me, before I got sick, I really took life for granted. I didn't appreciate every moment. Now, when I wake up in the morning, it's a big gift for me, right? As you can relate to, right, Bonnie?
Certainly, certainly. Yeah. Every day I count my lucky stars. And yes, often illness can bring you to this new light and awakening. So yes, I'm so happy to speak about the journey. Yes.
Now, when would you say was your epic awakening with all of this?
Wow. Well, aside from being so sick, my awakening happened when I decided I was going to go and join a fibromyalgia support group. And I wanted to see what these people were all about. And it was a huge auditorium filled with many, many people all suffering with this horrible syndrome. And when I walked into the room, I was just hit and overcome by this wave of heavy energy. It was victim energy. It was painful. It actually wiped me off my feet, and I had to sit down in a chair. And this awakening came not only as this energetic wave hit me, but my angels were just screaming at me, get out of there now.
Yeah.
And the other piece was, you don't have to sign up for this.
Yeah.
Right?
Good point.
And so
to make.
I ran out thinking, oh my God, I am not going to live my life like that. I am refusing to buy into all of that.
Yeah.
So that was it.
And how powerful. That, folks, did you hear? She was not going to buy into it. I can remember when my doctor said to me, you know, I had Crohn's disease and that I basically was going to have to learn to live with it for the rest of my life. Now, Bonnie, you know me. When someone tells me I can't do something, it's like, well, let me show you otherwise. And I decided I wasn't going to claim it either. Now, saying that, though, like, I knew that I would go on to heal it, but I did go through a phase where I became the disease. Mm-hmm. Like, I couldn't do stuff. Did you go through that at all?
Well, tell me a little more about what that means to become the disease.
Okay. Well, I would say, you know, I can't do this. I can't go out because I have Crohn's disease and I'm going to need my washroom. I might, you know, people who don't know what Crohn's is, you have rapid diarrhea with a chronic pain and weight loss and that. And I never knew when I would need a washroom. So I would say, I can't do this because I have this disease and I don't know when I will, like, flare or have a reaction. So I stopped living because I became the disease.
Yes. Well, yeah. I certainly opted out of physical exercise, which is the absolute worst thing to do. So I told myself, yeah. I can't. I'll never get physically fit. I don't have the energy. It hurts too much. And so I did for a bit fall into that, and I became even more disabled physically. So I really had to step out of that, and physical exercise, despite how difficult it is for fibromyalgia people, is one of the key elements to healing.
And when you talk about exercise for you, you do a lot of swimming, don't you?
Yes, I can't do heavy pounding and heavy high-impact exercises, but exercising in the warm pool is and walking are my two forms of exercise that and it's enough, right? But it is consistent, and it has been for over 10 years of working through it every day.
Now, are you doing like laps, or do you do the AquaFit in the water?
I do more of my own sort of AquaFit, my own sort of personalized stretching and moving, and I do get some cardio in there for sure.
Yeah, because I'm like you. I don't like cardio classes, and you know, I don't like the gym with the workout stuff like that. I like more the walking. I like the yoga, but I love AquaFit. You get a good workout in the pool. So anyone listening, take notes. Bonnie's giving you some good advice here. AquaFit and the swimming, it is really good for you. Now, let's talk about, so you do the exercise, and your mindset, you decided not to claim it. What else did you do?
Well, I did everything. My favorite phrase is that I turned myself inside out. I really took a look at every part of the way I was operating, and I had this dysfunctional family to put some emotional boundaries around. I had a dysfunctional marriage to divorce from. I had a diet to change completely from total processed food to, I wouldn't say I have a perfect diet, but a much better diet. I did my own emotional work and went into therapy to heal some childhood stuff. And most importantly, though, I learned how to manage energy in a new way and certainly analyze the personality type of being a people pleaser, a type A, someone who's an empath who takes on everybody's stuff energetically. Mm-hmm. And so these things, you know, if you're a fibromyalgia person out there, please note that there are similarities in like 80% of us are women, and we're always overdoing it and propping everybody else up in the world. Mm-hmm. And so these are parts of what happened that you have to take a look at in your personality.
Now, when you were saying, you know, you were a people pleaser and with being, you know, an empath, you know, with me, I'm sensitive to energy. I was a people pleaser. Would you say, you know, going more general, would that be a common trait with a lot of the diseases? Because I know with what you're saying, Crohn's disease, it's the same stuff. You know, I found a lot of people who are very sensitive and gifted, they have a lot of conditions like, you know, diseases and that kind of thing because they haven't protected their energy, taken on other people's stuff, that kind of thing.
Absolutely. There's no question there's a common link with all disease and the higher stress levels that we take on. And certainly there's a common link. But in us highly stressed people that are propping the whole world up and feeling everything, we have lower serotonin levels in the brain, right, with highly stressed people. And so we just don't know how necessarily to step into a more meditative present way of being. Right?
Well, now talking about meditation, anyone who does not know me, and Bonnie does know me quite well, let me tell you folks. You know when you think you're like hiding stuff from people? Well, I can tell you firsthand, this girl, I don't even have to be near her. We can be towns away and she'll email me and say, get in the tub, you know? but that's a whole other show. But, one of the things I really struggled with was doing meditation, and my mind wouldn't slow down. It was always going, always going. We need to talk about your CD now, because your CD was life-changing for me. And we're talking about, you know, people being sensitive to energy, taking stuff on. Tell everybody about your CD, Journey to Your Divine Light Within, and how you came to write it and how it can help anyone with physical issues.
Okay. Well, thank you. Yes. And thank you for the feedback on the CD. And I can attest that this CD is about connecting with your higher self. And Sue, yeah. Since you've been listening to my CD,
oh,
you're coming into your own connection to your higher self.
It's
in
stronger.
Ways that are, you're blowing my mind here, you know. And it's a really good thing because you're guiding other people and connecting in so many ways that I find I'm just really glad because it shows that the tool that I designed for people is really effective.
Well, and you know, can I share something too?
Absolutely.
You know, like I'll put it, we have a stereo in our bedroom, and I'll put that on at nighttime, and my husband Ross and I go to sleep to this, folks. And Bonnie, you know Ross, and he's getting so much more in tuned himself. Mm-hmm. And this was a man years ago that was all science, not spiritual at all. But you know, you and I together have really watched him grow. So we want to share that anyone who has a partner like that, they want to play it so their spouse hears it or their partner hears it too.
Absolutely. Yes,
right?
That's even better. It's my favorite when I get people that are highly intellectual and need a lot of concrete evidence. Because this, you know, what we're talking about here is very concrete and scientifically based. In a way that we're looking at our auric field and how to manage it, and we're managing energies that are absolutely real. And so I created this CD to work with these essential energies. So we work with earth energy and the universal life force energy or white light or God's energy, however you want to call it, along with our own human energy, our chakras, to really get this awareness and management of these energies. And so when you learn how to manage them, pull them into your system, you do create a space to anchor in with your higher self. So everybody in the world needs to learn how to relax. They need to learn how to cleanse their aura. They need how to ground themselves with earth energy. You need to learn how to expand and focus. You need to learn how to balance these beautiful energy centers, which is your spiritual backbone. And, of course, once you get all of that, you get to the gold, which is about connecting to your spirit's calling, to your higher self. And it's an amazing
and that's such a gift
to see. Yeah.
And you know, I've played it before and I've done, you know, an event where I might have taken on someone's stuff if I didn't really protect myself well. And I'll put the CD on and when I put it on, you know, my fingers are puffy from taking stuff on from people, right? And I'll play the CD and after the CD, I'm like skinny again. I release their stuff. And I find it, you know, I have a clearing when I play it. It's phenomenal. So now the CD, where can people get it? From your website?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
So if you visit www.bonnieross.com, you can go on there and order it, and I'll mail it out to you. Absolutely.
Yeah. And folks, honestly, I'm telling you, thumbs up, big time, 10. I give you 10 thumbs, 10 thumbs. Oh, am I ever good here? 2 thumbs up, 10 fingers. You know, it is phenomenal, phenomenal, phenomenal. And anybody who wants to step in and develop their intuition, I find it's powerful for that as well. So, because a lot of people say, I want to, you know, get my gifts going stronger. It's phenomenal. Now, Bonnie, we need to talk about that you not only are a psychic medium and you have this wonderful CD and you're a producer and writer of music, but you do drumming as a form of helping people let go. Let's talk about drumming and what it can do for people, shall we?
Wow. Thank you for that. yes, drumming is one of my true passions, and I talk a lot about a meditative practice, and whether you grab onto the CD or grab onto a meditative practice like drumming, it brings you into a place of presence. And I talk about these alpha brain waves that we create when we go into a more relaxed place. And drumming actually brings you away from the chaos. And certainly as we run every day, we are in this heightened state of stress and chaos. And this is what is the basis of forming disease, right?
Yeah.
When we do not come down from that that place of chaos, our blood pressure is up, our heart rate is up, we are in our heads, we are not in this relaxed place. So drumming is a way to truly get very present, but also get into a playful rhythm of creativity. And as you go there, this is also where your higher self lives. It lives in that beautiful, playful, flowing part of who we are. And so I use drumming as a part of my training to get people to connect with that part of themselves that we don't do enough of. We just don't. We're always being, I'm sorry, we're doing rather than being.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. Now, and, you know, and adding to that, I was saying in the beginning of the show that, you know, we tune into each other. And, you know, you said to me in the past, Sue, get in the tub. Just get in the tub. Tell them why you would tell me to do that because, you know, I mean,
oh, no.
I was clean. It wasn't that I needed a bath.
No, but you know what? You are the poster girl for driving and running in a place of pure passion, right?
Absolutely.
I need to get the tranquilizer gun out when I get near you because you're unstoppable, and that is a really great place to be.
Yeah.
But it's also important to contain that and bring you back to the middle. So when I feel like I need to bring you back, you have to be contained in a small little square. In water.
Oh, was that why? Okay,
yes,
I thought
well, you can't move around in the tub, right? You have to sit still.
Was that,
that
the
was
truth?
My main.
I should have asked you that question off the air then, because I thought it was to do with your vibration and shift. Okay,
well, folks, that's part of it.
Edit that, okay? You're not going to hear that on the archive show.
No, you know what? I respect every fiber of your drivenness.
Yeah.
And when you get in the tub, there is a grounding element to the water, and you actually are forced to sit and breathe and be. And, you know, without a lot of stimulus around you.
That is hard for me, too.
Yeah, it's nice.
Yeah. So anyone who has this problem, get in the tub, and Bonnie will pick up if you need to, and she'll probably connect with you.
Yes. And listen to my CD while you're in the tub. That's even better.
You know, I do that. I take the CD, and I have like a little portable Walkman, and I'll put the CD on there. And, you know, also, folks, any of you animal lovers, it's amazing when I watch. We have three dogs, two little Shih Tzus and a Shih Tzu. And when I have this playing, I watch them, and when they hear Bonnie's voice, they go like little cooked noodles. They're like so limp, and they just lay there, you know. So
nice.
Animals are sensitive to energy, and they really love Bonnie's energy. So you do want to check out those CDs. Now, when we going back to the drumming, you know, I've had an experience with drumming before I met you, and I found it was really, really powerful. I hit this drum, and I thought, okay, I just thought it was weird. Because I just wasn't in that place at this time in my life when I went. And I was like banging it. And these emotions were coming out, these emotional stuff relating what I had gone through being abused. And I was banging that thing like crazy. And then what happened, I was like drunk. It was like I was like so higher than a kite. I had released so much. And it went like that for 2 days for me. And when I went, and gosh, Bonnie, when did we do that drumming circle with you? Was it like last summer, maybe?
It was quite a while, yeah. Certainly, yeah.
And what happened, I found that, you know, Bonnie, in this process, she was tapping the drum, and then we had to copy her. Oh, my God, did issues ever come up for me as well? And, Bonnie, you know what happened for me, and I'll let you all know my stuff. What happened was that when I was in school, music was not my friend. And my grade 6 teacher told me never to sing because she said basically that she wanted me to lip sing because I really was not a good singer. And I took guitar lessons when I was in grade 12. And the guy said, you know, you really are not good at this. He gave me my money back. And so then my husband and I take dancing lessons. And I'm told that I just didn't have any rhythm to shut my eyes. And they were asking us not to be in the group but to take private lessons because I just had no rhythm. So all of this is coming up as I'm banging this drum and feeling not worthy and issues around all of that were coming up. It was absolutely incredible what came out of just tapping this drum. So it is really, really a powerful tool for letting go. That's to say the least, right?
Absolutely. You remind me of this of an African proverb. If you can talk, you can sing. If you can walk, you can dance. And if you can breathe, you can drum. And so whoever took that power away from you is, it is hard, because I've met many people like you, Sue, that have been totally discouraged. And my circles are not about judgment, and not about, talent at all. This is about expression, release, and stepping into centeredness and power.
Yeah, but it is, and folks, anyone listening, like Bonnie, you do feel safe when you're doing this in her class. And I like listening to music. I've been asked by my family members, please don't sing, Mom, or you know, my dogs will howl. But that's a whole other show right there with that, and the issues with that. But between Bonnie's CD and her psychic medium, by the way, you do the psychic medium readings over the phone, right, Bonnie?
I do. Okay. So, yes, again, if you go to my website, you can connect with me, and we can do phone readings. Yeah, I'm doing half-hour readings as well as hours, so whatever works.
And so they connect with you through your website, BonnieRoss.com?
Right.
Right. Bonnie, we've got like 30 seconds left. Mm-hmm. Any words of inspiration you want to leave with our listeners?
Absolutely. I just want you to remember that your divine light within is that passionate flow of love, and it is a connection to your higher self, and it is a truly magnetic light or vibration that generates healing, joy, abundance, and awakening. And I encourage everyone to have this deep connection, which really allows your divinity to surface, and it's crucial for the world right now to create this ripple effect. As we connect with our own, we affect the world positively.
And Bonnie, your health fits now great, right?
My
Your health? Just
my health. I am in absolute freedom of pain, and I get glimmers of it when I fall out of balance. So it's a beautiful reminder for me. But I am in a beautiful place of balance.
And I can tell you, folks, she is, because if she wasn't, she'd be getting a phone call from me to get in the tub. Bonnie, we are out of time. I love you, my friend, and thank you everything that you're doing. You are such a special gift to our world, and I appreciate our friendship. So all the best to you.
Thank you so much, Sue, for having me.
Great. Well, check out Bonnie, BonnieRoss.com. Check out me, Sue London, at AskSueLondon.com. I want to thank my guest, Bonnie Ross, for being with us, and I want to thank you for tuning in. We're going to take a quick break, and I will be back with guest Maggie Hale. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You've been listening to Get Inspired with Sue London. If you've missed any part of this program or would like to find out more about Sue London and how to get inspired, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. Tune in to Get Inspired every Thursday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire.